Which team do you play for?
Well, I'm a peach.
Well, I was just wondering, because I couldn't figure out why you would throw home when we've got a two-run lead. You let the tying run get on second, and we lost the lead because of you. Now you start using your head. That's that love that's 3 feet above your ass. Are you crying?
No.
Are you crying? Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball!
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Wow!
I'm sure you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Not even close, Tim.
It's such a fine line between stupid and clever.
I want to ride the pony, Daddy.
Wow! All I can say is wow!
Wow. That's all I can say is wow. Rough morning for the 10 man today. Getting a little bit of a late start. Welcome to the podcast for Friday, June 25th, 2 out of 10. This particular broadcast is brought to you by the Nut Bra.
Has this ever happened to you?
Ah! What's wrong?
I sat on my damn nuts again.
This?
Damn it, what happened?
My nuts fell in the toilet again.
Let's be honest. Long saggy nuts are a problem millions of elderly men face every day. But now, they don't have to. Introducing the Nut Bra, the only product guaranteed to give your dangling testicles the support they so desperately need. The Nut Bra uses patented ball hoisting technology to lift your boys safely out of harm's way. Simply slip your Apple bag into the padded cuffs and you're on your way. Your balls are guaranteed to stay in place no matter what the situation. Whether you're driving or just hanging out around the house.
Before the Nut Bra, my husband's balls were disgusting.
My nuts were so old and saggy, they used to look like Clint Eastwood.
Thanks to Nut Bra, the only thing busting my balls now is my wife. I hate that bitch.
Thank you, Nut Bra.
The Nut Bra. Because life's too short to spend it sitting on your nuts.
Life is too short to spend it sitting on your nuts. God bless them for inventing that. And special thanks to you, Donna Garrido McCauley, for sending me that clip via the Facebook. Well, I got some news for you, but first, let's listen to Dennis Leary and the Shut the Fuck Up song.
Special designer song follows in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'm just not happy because my life didn't turn out the way I thought it would.
Hey, join the fucking club, okay?
I'm just not happy.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm just not happy. I'm just not happy.
Shut the fuck up.
He just told me to shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
And nobody ever told me that before.
Shut the fuck up.
That feels so much better now.
Shut the fuck up next.
Whining fucking maggots.
I'm gonna have to change this.
Okay, let's do it.
Going right to fucking hell. Shout out all fucking haters.
Take 10 years off your life.
Shut the fuck up.
Every cigarette takes 3 minutes off your life. If you quit now, you can live an extra 10 years. If you quit now, you can live an extra 20 years. And hey, I got two words for you, okay?
Fuck up. Fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
I'm not happy. I'm not happy. Nobody's happy, okay? I'm just not happy. Just not happy. I'm just not happy.
Life sucks. Get a fucking helmet, all right?
I'm just not happy.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, we get it. Now shut the fuck up. Here's Doyle Redlin with the Onion Radio News.
An area pie hole is shut. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redlin. A local pie hole was shut today after several hours of blabbing incessantly. Witnesses reported that the shutting was swift and came after the command, "Shut your damn pie hole," which was overheard on the scene. Experts predict the action will prevent any pie from being shoveled into the hole in the next few minutes. However, the pie hole is expected to reopen as soon as it needs more pie. Doyle Redlin for the Onion Radio News.
Damn, these podcasts go by too quick. That's all the time we have left for this particular podcast. Everyone have a wonderful weekend. And don't forget to stop back on Monday. Bye-bye.
Shut up!